The Army has some work to do in order to get its IT help desk in shape for the upcoming transition to Windows 10. That's putting it mildly. No, General, that's not a touchscreen that's been on your desk for 5 years. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the Army's expecting a surge of tech support calls, and the service desk isn't able to handle most of the ones it's already receiving before people's screens blow up.
Since 2012, the Army, in pursuit of lower IT support costs, has been building a federated enterprise service desk to churn out IT self-help guides for users and be the single point of contact whenever they encounter IT glitches.
Help with classified and unclassified network access, Windows desktop and laptop hardware and software, press 4.
But even now, its Tier 1 technicians are only able to resolve problems on the first call about 10% of the time. Dennis Kelly is the Army's Product Director for Enterprise Computing, whose responsibilities include the worldwide Enterprise Service Desk.
Commercially, you'd probably see that around 85%. Again, the difference is because we aren't standard in the Army. We grew up IT from the installation or even sub-installation level, so the knowledge is different depending on where you are and what's being done. And so what happens is the agents either don't have the permissions or they don't have the knowledge to solve it on the first call. They have to refer it back locally.
That's expected to present a particular challenge between now and the second quarter of 2017, when the Army hopes to complete most of the Windows 10 migration. Officials expect that to be at least as large and complicated an undertaking as the service's last enterprise-wide IT initiative, when it moved almost all of its 1.4 million users to a centralized email system in 2011 and 2012.
There is more detail, there is more infrastructure dependencies associated with Windows 10 rollout than there was with enterprise email. So I think what's going to happen with Windows 10 is that's going to be a big focal point for the Federation, because we're going to be involved with Windows 10 one way or the other. If we do nothing, we're going to be the recipients of that huge spike of incidents that's going to occur and service requests that are going to occur as Windows 10 is rolling out. And our agents will be grappling with, I don't know. I need to go find out. I need to refer it to Tier 2. And Tier 2 will go, I don't know either. I need to refer it to Microsoft Tier 3 because we haven't done proactively the things that we need to do to grapple with it.
Kelly says his division, part of the Army Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems, has begun to take proactive steps to avoid that scenario, including by building on the federated approach it's already taken to the Enterprise Service Desk. Instead of growing a new IT support organization entirely from scratch, the Army elected to use the existing help desks at its signal commands and augment them with extra resources. For example, one particular security feature within Windows 10 clamps down on the means Army IT administrators currently use to install new software on a PC from a remote location, requiring that the software be installed by a trusted source. So that task will be delegated to the 5th Signal Command.
Because they have a mature network, they have a mature service desk, but they also perform the SCCM software loads. So what will happen is, I need software loaded on my machine, call to the service desk. Movement to another part of the service desk, program into SCCM, load that software onto this machine. That's sort of the method that will occur and have to be standard across the Federation as Windows 10 rolls out.
Another common issue the Army's anticipating: Windows 10, by default, ships with the ability to play some Xbox games on a PC. In the master version of the operating system the Army's deploying to government-owned computers, that functionality is disabled, for obvious reasons. Users looking for the Xbox app will still see an icon, but clicking on it will return an error message.
So we're going to have a lot of people hit the Xbox icon, and they will call the Army Enterprise Service Desk to say, my Xbox icon doesn't work. We want to suppress those calls. So we will put knowledge articles together. If you have a problem with your Xbox icon, click here. It'll say, if you're in the Army, we don't use that. Don't bother. But those are the sort of things that we're going to have to do across the Federation, do it in a standard way, and ideally get ahead of that. If we get ahead of it, we will suppress a lot of the cost that is going to come with doing this implementation.
Officials expect the help desk to become more helpful once the Army as a whole transitions more of its information technology away from base-specific implementations. That's already happened with email, and the Enterprise Service Desk is fully competent to handle those issues and ones involving mobile devices or other initiatives that span every post, camp, and station, like the Defense Enterprise Portal Service. Indeed, within U.S. Army Europe, the help desk already manages to solve users' problems on the first call 65% of the time. U.S. European Command served as an early testbed for DoD's joint information environment. And many of the IT systems on installations there are tightly integrated with one another, compared with facilities in the continental U.S. Stateside, the same is true for the Army Reserve and Army Medical Command. Until the rest of the Army's scattered IT systems become more enterprise-like under the JIE initiative, the service had considered outsourcing all of its help desk services to a single contractor that does this sort of thing for a living, much as the Navy has done in its part of the Navy Marine Corps Internet.
A few things happened along the way. One was it wasn't clear there was the legal authority to do that. There certainly wasn't the money to do that. And there was a lot of cultural and institutional resistance to doing that. It was hard enough just to actually get the 44 installations of 7th Signal Command all on one service desk, and that took 4 years. So the CIOG6 decided that, you know, we've actually already built a number of enterprise-level capable desks. They said, why don't we take these desks and relabel them and say they're all really part of the Army Enterprise Service Desk, and we are going to try to work with them as a federation and between working with them around enterprise processes, since those processes are all the same, and then over time wrap them in technology, call management systems on the front end, workforce management systems on the front end for scheduling, and then ticketing systems on the back end. Everybody's got their own ticketing system. Today, the only place we all touch is actually around the mobility service and enterprise email and BlackBerry V10. Those are the only thing, and AKO. Those are the only places all the service desks really touch at the moment.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.